What's going on, everybody? It's Trey, aka DJ T Dizzy, and you're about to listen to another episode of the amazing, the wonderful YKTV. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy this masterpiece.
From the top, let's go!
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Kev, aka K Boogie, and this is YKTV. You know the vibes. Let's go! Yes, sir.
What's up, guys? This is Corinne, and you are listening to YKTV. Enjoy!
Kev.
Trey.
Ren.
Oh, hey.
What'd you say like that for?
Why did you whisper?
Oh,
that's
Trey.
That's what he does.
Trey.
No. That's worse than your flexing.
I'm going to talk like this for the rest of the show. You trying to?
No.
Go ahead. No, she said now. Keep going.
No, I'm just kidding. I was just kidding.
What y'all been up to, man? Y'all have a good weekend? Good Easter?
I had a good Easter. Most definitely.
Well, I'm sorry. That question was worded kind of. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Corinne, how was your Easter?
Totaling my car was probably the most fun part of my weekend. Getting whiplash from totaling my car and a busted lip was probably a close second. Happy Easter.
I'm sorry.
He is risen.
Sorry. Facts. That is facts. I'm so sorry.
Period.
I forgot already that quick. Welcome back to YKTV, man. Man, we've been there laughing and joking. Like sometimes it's just so effortlessly like that. Somebody cracks it open and it's just over.
Yeah.
Like getting yelled at, turning mics on, not turning mics on.
You know what? I was confused. Things happen.
So we're almost, getting summertime's getting close, man.
It's too cold though lately.
I know.
Hey, but this week's supposed to be beautiful though. It's supposed to be nice.
Okay, well, I'm in short sleeves and jeans today, and I was kind of chilly.
It's like 71 tomorrow and sunny. Then okay, Thursday is like 80.
It was literally 50.
Friday is like 82.
80, you will see me by a pool somewhere. I don't know what pool it's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be nice. I'm tired of this 50, then 80.
I think after this week it'll be
thunderstorms and everything like that.
And then an eater.
It's April in Alabama. That's just
true.
Tornado season in here is like November through May. So we're almost out of tornado season.
Woo-hoo.
Almost. But y'all got anything? Y'all got any big things planned for the summer?
Biggest thing that I have or I'll be doing is like number one, my internship, and then I'll be going to I'll be going to Panama, do a little, 2-day, 3-day. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, with a little hand clap at. Is it this one?
Oops.
Yeah.
The womp womp.
He clicked the womp womp.
He did that on purpose. He did that on purpose.
What did you try to say, man?
I forgot which button it was. I'm sorry.
What did you try to say, man? I'm sorry. But yeah, I'll be going to Panama.
At least I didn't hear them croaked out crickets, man.
True.
Look, bro. That doesn't sound like crickets.
I like this one. That's my favorite one right
there. That's why she called you a fruity That's why. What about you, Corinne? Got anything planned?
Absolutely not.
You just going to be with your boo?
No, I'm not going to do... But I'm not doing anything this summer. I'm going to be working, and I'm going to be taking classes, and I'm going to still be paying
But you're not doing nothing.
You know, living life. But I'm going to be chilling.
A college student doing nothing is different than a regular student.
Yes.
Doing nothing,
decompress. I will not be...
Just get some love from the sun. I would love to be able
to, go to the beach or something like that. But you got bills you got to pay. We got things we got to do.
I'm hoping people come through for graduation for me.
Yeah,
most definitely.
That's what I'm hoping.
I ain't going to lie to you.
Don't be looking at us for that, because coming through for graduation
as long as y'all
for
give
you
me
is
a high five, you
celebrating
know.
With you. Yeah, that's about it.
I'll take a high five. That's
Shoot,
fine.
They came in clutch. High school graduation.
Yeah, high school graduation was pretty.
I think I got like $3,000.
Yeah, I did too. I got close to $3,000.
I thought I was rich, bro.
I was rich.
I felt so rich.
I have not had that much money since then.
I ain't never looked at that much money at that time.
I looked at a lot of money.
I couldn't even use it, though.
Why?
Because I had to use it for school. I was so mad.
Your parents was like, they gave me
like $200, $300 to like left. I was just so mad. I'm like,
hey, man, excuse me?
Yeah.
Well,
we're going to need that for
school. Bro, you know what makes me mad? People used to, when you're younger, you 8, 9, 10, people get you money all the time for your birthday.
What do I need?
When you get older, bro,
what do I need paid with that $100, Grandpa. I'm 8.
And
like,
then, and then you turn 18. Well, hey, happy birthday, baby. And you get $5.
I will say, all that money that I got as a child that I did not need and did not care about, because when you get money as a child, you could not care less about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you could not care less about that money. So getting that money as a child, my parents were intelligent to like get it all together and then go ahead and put it in an account that I cannot touch until I graduate college. Mm-hmm. So I've already got money in an account for me to buy an apartment and a house, something like that for when I graduate college.
She's really didn't been us today with all the stuff she's been telling us. Mm-hmm. Like, real talk. Like,
okay, I totaled my car and so I have a nice rental car. I got in a accident that broke my phone, so I had to get a new phone.
Got new nails.
I did get new nails before any of the we did get new nails before any of the other new news came, but the new news were not wanted. I would so much, if you want me to be real with you, I'm not gonna get a nicer car than I already had, like, to own.
What'd you have?
A 2014 Toyota Camry.
Hey, Camry.
Yeah,
Camry
but
I got a Corolla.
Yes, Toyotas. I love it. I want an
Accord though. I want a Honda though, because them Accords, they look like spaceships on the inside.
They really do.
Like the new ones, they really do look like spaceships.
Yeah. They got color. They got some fire colorways too. True. I like their colorways.
And then the electric trucks. Oh, that's the only electric car I've ever been interested in. Like that truck I showed y'all. It's actually nice.
I mean that. Yeah.
Until she said,
"Ew." I mean, it's ugly, but
you ain't the one gonna be driving it.
Touche. But I will be using that cooler that's in the front, in the front and the front, side, man. And the speaker that's under the thing,
that was crazy.
And the luggage that's under the thing,
bro,
and the secret compartment.
It'll not leak, bro.
No, it's got a little thing you can unplug and it drains.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's like, bro, that's like, it's crazy. Like, these electric cars, bro, it's real deal a battery that this thing is running off of.
That's
a battery.
It's still crazy. You can charge a car up pretty much.
Yeah.
Like for don't let the wonder off possession. Don't let Tesla.
At least it wasn't me this time. It's always one of us though.
Don't let
I've been doing this too long.
Don't let Tesla team up with Apple though. Cause boy.
That thing gonna malfunction. They gonna sell it separately.
Things if just
they
absolutely ever, drain.
If they ever become friends, oh my
money.
Gosh.
Bro, you're gonna be driving the middle of thing, but your car's gonna
They're gonna
sell the battery separately from the car. You can get the car for $500, but the battery gonna be $20,000.
True.
Yeah.
Like
true.
Tesla and Apple, that'd be a very dangerous combination.
That would be terrible.
That's why we have where they don't let monopolies happen, because that would literally suck.
Speaking
for everybody.
Yeah. Monopolies. I want to play Monopoly. Any of y'all got Monopoly?
I got Monopoly at the house.
I really want to play it. Like I just been like.
Wow.
Why don't you play it on the computer?
I don't want to play no board game.
It's fire. I'm telling you, the Monopoly Plus on the computer is fire.
I'd rather play with my friends.
Because you want to fight?
Huh?
Because you want to fight?
You get that actual fake paper money?
Just like get something going on, you know what I'm saying?
I love board games. Connect 4 is one of my favorites, too. We used to have Connect 4, like, tournaments. That got serious.
Guess who?
I didn't play Guess Who in a minute. No, I played it. I ain't played in a minute.
I love Guess Who.
It's been a minute. What was another one? Let's see, Monopoly.
Life.
Y'all ever heard of Aggravation?
No.
Aggravation, that's a good game. That's a fun. It's a marble type board game.
I remember seeing like my parents play like Telestrations and stuff like that as a kid. You never played Telestrations? It's got like different, I don't really know how to describe it. You've just got different things that you've got to get like somebody else to guess, but you use like different.
It's like Pictionary?
Like, yeah, kind of.
Y'all play 5 Second Rule? Y'all be playing that?
What's up?
Yeah, I know. Play 5 Second. It's like.
Oh yeah.
How do you?
You get like okay. You get like, it's like tell me 3 things that you find in the school and you've got.
Yeah, oh, I see. They played that on Ellen. I think she played like she gets it. Yeah. Like, okay, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Like,
that,
name 3 fruits in like 5 seconds or something.
And then
like
they'd be like, okay, yeah.
I saw this one the other day, and it was like, name an animal that has 3 letters in it, and this man said dog, cow, pig. Like there's so they're
going on,
rat.
Yeah.
Like there's so many of no. The man was like standing there, like this man was going. He had absolutely nothing. And there's.
I mean,
so,
it depends on the situation.
One.
I guess you
he
get
just had
nervous.
To name one.
This one. How many? He won some money or something.
Yeah, and he did not name a single. It was so
I'm telling
sad.
You, it's a difference. If somebody tell me they want to play it, tell me that we're gonna play a board game. That's fine. You know, it's cool. But you put money involving money or anything, I'm not losing.
See, I'm not losing. Like stuff like spades and autumn card
games. Bruh,
do you play spades, Kareem?
I would have to love spades. Be really good in order to put money up for real.
Have y'all ever played Nerds?
No.
Oh, that's a good one.
We need to get some spades going for real. Now that I know all three of we need to find one more person. But
I got good. Like I know.
But first though. How do y'all play spades?
Joker, deuce.
Okay, thank you.
That's how I do.
Man, they be like, bro, what is Joker? Bro, no, deuce.
I'm just so, like,
the spades and the diamonds.
And then my thing is, I'm just so big on just playing just one way. I'm tired. Like, I don't like playing like different ways. Because, you know, a lot of people have different ways of playing. Most of the time,
like 95% of people I play with has been Joker, deuce.
Yeah.
You know, big Joker, little Joker. Two of spades, two of diamonds. Mm-hmm. And then it's king, queen, whatever.
Yeah.
Because, like, depending on, like, how other people play, then you got to take certain cards out.
Yeah.
This card counts.
That's the only thing we took out
card.
Is the two, what is it, the two of hearts and...
Because, you know, the
two of clubs?
Yeah.
Because two of diamonds, you know, that's the spade for Joker, deuce, deuce. But if you take the jokers out and everything else, they don't.
How do you not play spades with jokers?
I don't know.
Like, what's the trump card then?
What's the biggest card?
I don't know. That's a good question.
What, if you take out what's the trumps?
I don't know.
I guess you don't have. I guess it's just Ace of Spades is high on that. That's stupid.
What's the highest card for? Is it
the
color,
big Joker?
The big Joker.
The color. Yeah. The color one.
Yeah. Okay.
Some people trying to argue with that on Facebook
one day. It's flip flop. Sometimes
they was like, "No, the Joker with the writing." I'm like, "No, it's the Joker with the color."
Yeah.
The color one is that sounds really bad, but the color one is the big Joker, and the black one is. It's just a little Joker.
Some people just making up rules too. On top of that.
True. Okay. Here's another one. How do y'all play Uno?
What do you mean?
Like
there's a stack for sure.
Yeah, stack.
You can stack as many as you want.
Whether it be fours or twos.
Stack,
we never played stack until I got to college.
Yeah.
I used to play
in high school. I had a group of friends that used to play like if I laid a yellow seven and you had a yellow or you had a yellow seven and it wasn't your turn, you can lay your yellow seven on top of my yellow seven.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a speed game.
Yeah.
Like you just, if you have it, so like I lay a yellow seven and then it's your turn. You want to go as fast as possible so that he can't lay
the same
card
that you
match. That's how it is on the
computer. Like I've noticed like if you turn, it's hard. Like you play 7-0, I think.
I will say that's really challenging.
You ever play train? You ever played that?
Sounds familiar.
I used to play this when I was younger for Uno. It would just be like whatever cards you have. Like if you have like a consecutive number with the same color, you can put that out.
I think we just call that stack.
You do that like kind of like, but stack is the one whenever you do the same number. Like if you had two, like you got like the same number.
So
the
train would be the same number.
No, train would be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
okay.
6, 7. That's train. Cause like that would make
that
like
would
the
suck.
Game. It would, yeah. But the game would go by quick though. Like
I don't
just
like
trying
that.
To get a quick game.
I want to talk my and like play the whole time.
But I'm trying to hurry up and get a dub for real.
I'm trying to talk my. Especially if we drinking or something, I'm trying to talk.
Dubs. I mean, you can play multiple games though. I mean, if you think about it.
Let me just tell you one of my biggest
pet peeves. So I got to lean back like, listen, bitch.
Let me just tell you one of my biggest pet peeves in the entire world. When you are playing a game with a group of people, have y'all ever played Ride the Bus?
No.
It's a drinking game.
No.
It's my favorite drinking game in the entire world to play. It gets you absolutely slaughtered.
Okay.
So it is my favorite drinking game. It's like, for me, to play Ride the Bus is like you're at the pregame, you want to start drinking, you're like trying to get there, you're like about to go to the bar, about to go to a party, you're like something like that. You're just trying to get there, get to like the point that you need to be at to attend the place that you're going.
Yeah.
So you play Ride the Bus because like it gets you there fast. Like, I mean, like you're there instantly.
Mm-hmm.
But my biggest pet peeve is like, okay, we got somewhere to be. We're playing this game. Y'all stop talking and pay attention to when it's your turn. Especially if I'm the dealer, because you have a
She'll
dealer in
that game. She'll be a perfect moderator for any game. Yeah. Hey,
shut up and tell me what it is, and then you can continue your conversation. Because I promise, like, as soon as you tell me, you give me one word answer, and then we move on. Your conversation can wait. Let's just get this show on the road.
You
want
to play a drinking game with me, can ask Kevin. I'm going to have you messed up.
My gosh.
You want to play a drinking game with me, I'm going to have you messed up. Because I bought a drinking game. It was a card drinking game.
What was it
is
called?
Is it Do or Drink?
It wasn't Do or Drink.
Do or Drink does not get me messed up.
It was Cheers to Something, Drink to This, or
it
something
was
like that.
If you I can't remember done, what it's called. I can find it in text.
If you've ever done such and such.
Yeah,
such,
but it's
such,
like, if you've ever done this, drink this.
Yeah.
Or if you didn't do it, you got to drink.
That's how we first met, honestly.
Yeah.
That's
first time I met Kevin, I was very faded. I didn't comprehend what was going on.
I was lit that day.
Been best friends ever since. Like,
I was lit. I was lit as that day. I really was.
I would love to play. I feel like as a female, I have, like, females in general have the stereotype of being lightweights. But I am the type of female that I will challenge any man to outdrink me. Like, I will be sitting there like... Like, all right, 5 second pull. But if you don't go for 7 seconds, you weak. Yeah. Like, I know I said 5 second pull, but why'd you have to stop at five?
It's called bust.
Why couldn't you keep going?
I know she be talking junk too.
It's called bust.
Buzzed.
Buzzed.
Yeah, I know she be talking all kind of crazy.
Oh,
too. I'm
for
already
sure.
Knowing.
Oh, then if you talk trash to me, I get mad. Okay,
oh,
bet,
sure.
bet that then.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. All right. My all favorite right. thing. Okay. I cannot all shotgun right. worth anything. Cannot shotgun that fast. I mean, like
I
I'm pretty.
Ever tried.
I'm pretty good.
Tried.
I mean, I'm not bad at shotgunning, but I'm not great at it. But I will go up to any man in a room and say, you want to race?
You're just trying to assert your dominance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
she's already the
lose.
Tallest in the room. Oh, I got to make sure you
know. True. True. But I'll lose every time. But it's, like, really nice to, like, run my mouth for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And shotgunning gets you drunker. So I'm always, like, if I need an excuse.
See, some of the questions. Any player with a cracked phone screen must drink.
Yeah, like stuff like that.
If you drink milk with your meals, take a drink because you belong in federal prison. Take a drink if you've ever been a sexy animal for Halloween. So it's just like things like
why
that.
Why are you looking? You looked at me after you said sexy
I was talking.
Animal. I thought you were looking at me waiting for me to be like, yeah, I've done that.
I was just talking.
Guilty.
I'm sorry. I'll look
no.
at him next time.
I just
no, don't look at me. Don't say
you
that.
You dressed up as a sexy animal?
No.
He says, all players must reveal their first screen name. The person with the most embarrassing one must drink.
Y'all want to know my first screen name?
Oh, my God.
This is real bad.
I don't know.
And let me tell you, I did not understand. I did not understand. I promise I did not understand.
Then why was it your name?
I didn't know what it was. Like, to me, it was like a cute little name.
Dumb.
Literally. But, like, to me, it was like a cute little name.
What was
but, it? But like, it was Cherry Pop.
That was your name?
Yep.
What did it, like, mean?
It was just my Instagram name. Like, that was my screen name when I was in, like, elementary school. And I had
I
no
thought you
idea.
Was asking
so that was your Instagram name?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you was asking.
What is the cherry pop?
I thought you was asking what that meant at
He's
first.
Like, why is that?
But then you looked at her.
I was just saying, like, what was the meaning behind that?
Yeah,
like,
then you looked at her. Okay, yeah, he knew. I was like, Kevin.
No.
So, cherry pop. No numbers, nothing. It just.
I think it was Cherry Pop with some numbers, but it was Cherry Pop something.
What was my name? I'm trying to think.
My first screen
mine was
name
bad.
It was like, it's probably my dad's name. It was like Cool Bob.
Oh, no.
That was my dad. It was like my
dad's
name.
I did. Okay. After Cherry Pop, I did.
There's the title.
When someone did tell me that I needed to change that because it was inappropriate, still, like, did not realize it until way, way later.
As you should have. Good. I'm glad.
But I changed. I was scared. I had, like, conspiracy that, like, I was going to get kidnapped if I, like, disclosed what my real name was on social media. So I put my name as Faith. So after Cherry Pop, my Instagram name was It's Faith Baby. And I have access to that Instagram. Like, I follow that Instagram still to this day. Real bad. Real
I deleted
shameful.
Mine. I'm so glad I deleted it.
I remember Instagram had this one real thing shameful. To where, like, it was like a generator to where you put in your username or whatever.
Yeah.
And they'll show you, like, a list of all the usernames that you use. Like,
oh, yeah.
I forgot what happened to that thing. But the only
Instagram,
thing
they take away all their cool stuff.
It really did. Only thing I can remember, like, my original name used to be, like, Long Live Kev.
Oh.
I used to love ASAP Rocky. I was a big ASAP Rocky fan when I was, like, in middle school. So I would always put, like, Long
Why was everybody's thing in middle school their favorite rapper? And
it was everything.
Whatever.
Like, literally.
You said ASAP Rocky. Like, you said ASAP Rocky. I got to bring this up. I love ASAP Rocky. I love that man.
I'll be that pretty mother man.
Yeah.
Holland's what I'm
Cheated. Repping Cheated.
That's a legend. They said that. They
Rihanna.
Said that's not true.
That's false.
Yeah,
that's
said
false.
False.
It
I mean,
better be false.
About
it better be false because false. If Rihanna is getting cheated on, no
I'm gonna say y'all just gotta y'all gotta deal with the ugly.
No
is,
woman in this world is safe
is,
if Rihanna gets
my
cheated
thing
on.
Is, my thing is like you know it happens, but ASAP know better.
ASAP better know better.
And he's getting old.
Yes,
you know he knows better.
He know better. I love ASAP.
He know better, man.
Why would you cheat? But that'd be one girl that I'll just look at you like, bro. Why you cheat on her? Like
out of all
you got,
people,
you got her and you got her pregnant on top.
And you
of
got her pregnant,
she's,
bro.
And like, she's about to pop.
That,
like
this,
she about to have that baby.
I don't mean this in a weird way, but that's gonna be a very pretty baby.
Oh my god, that baby's gonna
like
be
that baby is going like.
I hope they like actually like you know like stay together for real.
Like, that baby is going to be pretty.
For real, I love seeing. I like that. Like, I really do like seeing stuff like that.
Is it a girl?
I think it might be.
I have no idea.
If that's a girl, dog, like, that's going to be the most beautiful girl in the world.
They're screwed. They're screwed.
Like, because they're both very pretty people. They're very pretty people.
ASAP.
If it's a girl, she's going to be, like, the talk of the top. Like, she's going to be talked about. Like
that is the top tier female.
They will probably leave. They will probably hide that girl forever.
Ideal female.
They will pull a Drake and be like, I'm hiding my kid from the world.
Number one, your mom is a billionaire.
Billionaire. ASAP's halfway there. He up there a little bit.
He's definitely up there, but like he ain't even need to be up there because she's rolling in it.
She don't even make music no more.
She's a billionaire.
But you want to know why she's billionaire? So I found this out. So I work at Ulta, and which is a makeup store for those who don't know. Mm-hmm. And we sell her makeup line there. We just recently started selling it. Number one, it is insanely popular because it is insanely good. Like, it is not just...
I think she worked on it for, like, years, though.
It is not just, like, this is Rihanna's makeup. That's why it's selling. It is good quality makeup.
And see, that's what it's
expensive.
Yes.
Okay. How much do it, like, usually go
for? So, like, a foundation is, like, $40-something.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that, like, average, though?
Depends on, like, okay, so, like, if you want a good foundation, that's a little bit above average. Not by much. Most, like, good foundations are in their... high 30s. But if you want like a cheap, like you're not gonna look that pretty foundation, then it's only like 12. That makes sense though. It should make sense.
I feel like girls that work at makeup shops are mean.
What are you trying to say?
I don't know.
I mean the ones that I've met when I went to Austin, they was all cute. So they was all cool.
He came to my work and met a bunch of people.
No, it's just like some of them I feel like they just look at people.
One of them had a crush on Kev.
Ooh.
One of them, I don't know if I ever told you this.
No.
I don't think I did. So one of the girls, she don't work there anymore though. That's what's funny about it. She texted me when we left said, what was that guy's name again? Because she was like standing, like, cause like when y'all walked in, I introduced them to like most of my coworkers that were there. Just so like they knew who everybody was, you know, whatnot.
That's Big
and
Kale.
She was one of the people.
That's Big Kale.
That she was one of the people that was like standing there at the beginning, and she texted me and she was like, "What was his name again?" And like was like saying all this kind of stuff.
I'll be telling you, man.
I was like, "This is while you were single." So like, I was like, "Why didn't you say something to him?" Knowing full well, I don't think I said anything to you about it because It was a no. It was going to be a no.
This man's ego just went.
What?
She wasn't gonna be someone you really wanted.
He wouldn't enjoy her company.
Yeah. But so I think that's probably why I didn't say anything. But I thought it was very funny.
That is funny.
Cause Kev the man. You don't believe me when I say that, but Kev the man.
I just be chilling, y'all. I really do.
I just be chilling.
I do.
Okay, ASAP. I be that.
That's what he's trying to sound like right now.
I don't know if everybody heard it, but it's called Am I the Asshole?
You said I am.
I am that. I
so
am
you
that.
Are.
I am an asshole.
You admitted it.
I am an asshole. I'll tell
it's
you
okay.
That. I'm a piece of female. Like, it is what it is, bro.
Yeah.
But it's called.
We need one of those effects. We need a effect.
I know. I'd overuse it.
But
it's called Am I the Asshole? And there's different. They have. Oh, there's literally, I think, a million stories in this one feed. There's different ones. So we'll do two today. I think we got time for two. The first one, am I the asshole for refusing to get on a flight?
For refusing to get on a flight?
There's no context.
We're about to find
out. Is it more so like phobia or something?
We're about to find out.
The context, yeah.
We're about to find out.
Okay, cool.
My boyfriend's parents paid. She's going on a trip with her boyfriend and her parents. My boyfriend's siblings and their significant other to all go on a flight to Cabo for spring break. Becky, his mom, hasn't seemed to like me.
Sorry. I love you, Austin.
Becky, his mom, hasn't seemed to like me for some reason. She always makes snide remarks about my parents' blue-collar jobs and my field is nursing. We get to the airport, and Becky got 7 other people first-class tickets and me 1 coach ticket. Okay. She told me I was used to it and she had free I'm turning y'all off. Hold up. She told me I was used to it and she had a free coach ticket, so I should be grateful for going. They all did their express check-ins and left me in a long line for me to think about what the heck is going on. Excuse me. I had to keep from crying the whole time in line. I got up to the counter and there was a baggage fee to me. My boyfriend at the time never once helped me through the coach line or said anything to his mom. I looked over at his mom's smug face as I was about to pay the check baggage fee. And I let all my frustrations out on the attendant and started crying. Basically, she said, "Don't go with that family, sweetie. They don't appreciate you." Shout out to her. Continues to cry, and I took my luggage and got out of line with a super sweet check-in woman. I was so upset on how I was treated and started crying on my boyfriend in the airport about how his mother was treating me. I broke up with him at the airport, and his mother was so embarrassed. I told her what a she was. My boyfriend has been blowing up my phone saying how could I do that to his mother and just back out of a vacation very last minute and wasted everyone's time and money.
Two words. Mama's boy.
Yeah.
That is, those are the type of mama's boys that they warn you about. Yeah. Because if I ever was being disrespected by my significant other's mother in that type of way, and my boyfriend wasn't saying something about it or making an attempt, that's not just an issue, because in-laws, you know, like, they may be really bad, but you're not marrying based off of in-laws. So mm-hmm. if you've got not a great in-law, that stinks. You got to stick through it if that's the person that you really want to be with. Yeah. But the person that she was with, that, because, like, I want to think about it as if, you know, like, I am going on this trip, and if it were my family that was doing this to my boyfriend, for example, I would say, hey, you take my first class ticket and I'll sit and coach.
That's what I mean. That's
common courtesy, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. So I think this is not just an issue of, I would say no.
She's not the asshole.
Not the asshole. Because this is not just an issue of, you know, like, the mom being terrible.
It's everybody.
Her boyfriend was not that great either for not doing anything about it.
What you think, Kev?
It's a lot of, like, bad I see in this. Like, okay. Literally, it's okay. A lot of
nothing
bad.
Nothing was good.
Nothing was really good. And then it's like, okay, like, you pretty much, like, in that situation right there, you pretty much know, or the boy knows that the mama was wrong in the situation. Yeah. I just look at it as that's the mom, and, you know, it's like you say, yeah. He's a mama's boy, so he's going to listen to whatever she says and stuff like that. But you can't have that, like, mindset, because I feel like when people have that mindset, it's just like, where they're going to be at, like, the next couple years, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, you can't have your mom, even your dad, like, you can't, like, just keep holding on to their hands, like, mm-hmm. for life and everything. Like, you got to, like, make your own decisions, make your own choices and all that. So, like, that's how I look at that situation, for real, for real. But it just, at the end of the day, it's, if you see somebody getting disrespected and you're not doing something, that's letting mm-hmm. me know right there, like, you don't feel, like, no type of way about it.
You're not going to protect
And I'm by no means saying that he should have gone and disrespected his mom.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I think you're saying, too, is, mm-hmm. like, I'm not saying he should have gone and disrespected his mom, but he would have been making a statement to his mother by offering to say.
And I don't know why the mom's talking down on blue-collar jobs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because, like, at the end of the day, like,
and a nurse?
Like, it's like, you gotta, but then again, you gotta check, like, your parents on certain stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, like.
Because I'm a mama's boy, but I'm nowhere near.
Yeah, but I'm, I think the mere thing of saying, let me sit and coach and you can have my first class seat, that makes a statement to the mom enough. Knowing if I can figure it out, I think the mother would have had an issue with that and would have went to her son, and that opens up the door for him to say, you know, this is the girl that I want to be with. I don't appreciate how you're treating her.
I don't think he wanted to be with her.
I feel like,
with that, with all the context we got right there, I don't think he really wanted to be with her.
I feel like if that was, like, my situation, like, I feel like everybody, including, like, my brother, my dad, even my grandma, they'd be like, Stephanie, you know, you was wrong for that.
Like, my family would call you out, like, you know, you was wrong for that.
We don't care about, like, you know, how you grew up, where you come from. Mm-hmm. We don't care about none of that. Like, we try to love you unconditionally no matter what.
Yeah.
So, like stuff like that, that's not cool.
So overall group consensus, she's not the asshole.
No, she's not the asshole. No, the mama's the asshole.
We'll do another one. Am I the asshole for walking out of the baby shower my in-laws threw for me?
Your in-laws threw for you.
Yeah,
I kind of got the idea of where that's going.
Yeah.
Let's just dive into it. Okay. The situation is kind of a mess, as we can tell from the title. I, female 27, am expecting my first baby with my husband. This is the first grandchild in the family, the in-laws. And they said that if the baby's a boy, then we'll give him my father-in-law's name. He's dead due to cancer. And I had no problem with that. This happened before we found out the gender of the baby. My husband and his family had me do things, in quotation marks, like attend prayers and do other rituals before the reveal at the doctor's. I didn't like that, but we went with it to keep the peace. Doctor appointment came, and it turned out to be a girl. My husband cried in the car, then turned his phone off to hide from his family, then finally told them. His mom and the others made their frustration and disappointment clear, which bothered me because my daughter deserves to be celebrated, but they ghosted me for days, then started coming over and visiting constantly, referring to my daughter as my son, claiming the results were false, and basically pretending it's a boy. I had several fights with them after they refused to stop it, and my husband sided with them despite seeing how wrong and unreasonable what they were doing was. We didn't speak for a while. Sister-in-law called to apologize, then informed me that she arranged a baby shower for me. I was so excited and happy, but when I arrived, I saw blue balloons, blue cake with father-in-law's names, decorations all around. I was so confused, I had to sit down. Sister-in-law explained that they were still hoping the gender results are false, and it's a boy. I looked at my husband, and he agreed with her. I lost my temper and yelled at them, calling them delusional, telling them to stop treating my daughter like she's unwanted and act like she doesn't exist by throwing a party for their, in quotation mark, imaginary grandson. Mother-in-law broke down crying. I took my bag and walked out immediately. They started yelling, and my husband followed me outside and started arguing about how I insulted his family and his dad's memory by acting like that. I told him to wake up and see the insanity in his family's behavior. He said they needed time to process the fact that it's a girl, not a boy, as they expected and insisted I play along. They'll soon get over it, I said. I said absolutely not, and he's take me home. He said no, so I called an Uber and left. He was fuming. He called me 15 times and texted me he won't be coming home till I get my ass over and apologize for ruining everything they've done for me and accusing them of being mentally unstable. I haven't responded yet. He's constantly pressuring me to get right with his family before we even talk about anything else.
So
y'all look appalled.
I'm just real quick. Like, I just like hope that I don't ever have to like experience nothing ever.
I'm
like that.
Questioning the like, can this even be real? Like, how can a situation like this even be real? And the way that I see it, like, that's so nice of them to try and throw a baby shower for her. Why couldn't it have been like a gender neutral color, like yellow? Even though they knew that the baby was a girl, if they're still in disbelief that it's a girl, yellow.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah. Like, problem solved. Why don't we still just keep the idea up in the air?
It's a girl. They looked at it, don't think it's a girl.
Exactly. Exactly. No. But, like, her husband's defense is they still false. Do yeah. not believe that it's a girl yet. They're still in disbelief. They haven't come to terms with that yet. And the family's saying, we believe that that was a false test and that it's actually a boy.
I know.
So problem solved, gender neutral color. All of this goes away.
I know if that baby is born, they better not call that girl by the granddad name or whatever you said. They better not give it a boy.
I think they are mentally unstable.
Yeah.
So
I think, but like, if you think about it, like, that would be really hard because I think it was what? It was her husband's father?
That passed away. Yeah.
Okay. So that's hard. I mean, like, that's like a grieving family who like wanted to be able to give this child that name. So I get having the high hopes.
Yeah,
like I get having the high hopes, but like to this degree, I feel like there are other ways that you can go about doing this that don't include throwing a boy baby shower with that name when the test came back that it's a female. If you believe that that's a false test, gender neutral colors, let's pretend we don't know what the gender is.
I look at it more as a like stuck in the past type situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you got to, you know, you
I
just
get
gotta,
it. I understand it. You got to get tough, over it. But you got to get
that's
over
what,
it.
That's what
she was like. You need to get over it. You
pretty much have to like really get over it and just move on because like you letting like that one situation like mess up everything else. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That happens a lot in a lot of situations.
Oh, for
and
sure.
That can cause her to lose the baby with all
for
the stress
sure.
and everything. So
yeah.
just, they're not looking at
and
it.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing like that she should do is take her time to focus on her. And like doing what's best for her as the mother of the child and end up making the resolve after the baby is born because nothing is going to be resolved until they find out what the gender truly is when the baby is born.
And there's no telling how they would act after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So keep your distance. I would say she's not the asshole. I would say keep the distance and focus on doing what is best for you and the child, and then go from there.
How do y'all feel about a situation like that? And as far as like when it comes to like when we talk about therapy and counseling and all that, do y'all think that's like appropriate or like no?
That they need that therapy?
Like the girl.
She would probably have to go to a little bit, just like the baby or the wife.
The wife. I'm talking about.
I mean, I could see because she's like, it's just like her husband not understanding why he's trying to force this and they're just not accepting it. So I would think both of them probably need some type of counseling, just because he's even insisting on it himself.
Because then like another thing too, it's like you don't want to, like, you can get the, like, you know, you could tell like your parents and stuff like that, but it's like you don't want to get them too involved to where that also causes like conflict as well. And then
I see some people hide the pregnancies for a while.
So
Well, you can hide it for, I mean, at least 6 months. Some people start showing at around 3 months, but it's small enough to where like you wear a baggy T-shirt, you'd have no idea.
I've seen some people that they've hid it for 8 months.
Yeah.
I'm just like.
Real little girls that don't get that big of a belly. Mm-hmm. Those are easy to hide.
So overall consensus, she's not the asshole
I would say no. I can't imagine being in that situation because it's like, that's the situation. Like the first girl, she was able to dump her boyfriend and get out of that. Yeah. But this girl is in it. Like about to have a bit married, about to have his child, like. That's difficult. So that's why I said like almost come to a consensus, like y'all make a mutual agreement and do something mutual, like a gender neutral like color. Yes, exactly. Because then that way everybody's happy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because she's stuck in this situation. Mm-hmm. Now, if they were dating and they were not married and that, you know, it was something get out.
To dip or not to dip, and she's dipping.
To dip or to not dip.
She's dipping. Like, you know, it's crazy. People really do go through stuff like that. And I shout out to my parents, mom, like my mom and dad. Once I got to college, they told me, okay, you got to learn responsibility for yourself. Mm-hmm. So they don't get in my business. I usually end up telling them, like, hey, this is going on. Yeah. I'm talking to such and such.
Out of respect, for them like, having, like, being a part of my life. Like,
I can tell them anything. Yes. Like, literally, I left yesterday and I, like, was talking to my dad. He said, I appreciate you and this, you know, you just can talk to me about anything. I'm like, because I trust y'all more than anything.
Yeah. You know, as a teenager, we kind of like, I'm not gonna.
I don't want to talk to my dad about this.
But now we're getting older, you know, it's just like, you know what?
We grown. Yes, for sure. Yeah. And there are some things that I don't get my parents involved with that they don't need to be involved with. Because I'm an adult and I handle these things on my own. Now, if I am in a situation where I need their help, I need their opinion.
When I was a teenager, stupid teenager, I didn't ask. I got it. I don't know how I got out of the situation. But I did.
Yeah.
But now I'm just like, if any, really any minor inconvenience, mom, I need help.
Yeah. But it's just like, something. We've grown now too, on top of that. And we're a lot older, like mature. So, you know, they're going to understand what we're talking about because they might have been through it too. So,
something that my sister told me, because I was real nervous, you know, I always get nervous, like telling my parents, like, hey, I was real nervous to tell them, like, hey, I have a boyfriend now that they haven't met yet.
Yeah.
Because in high school, it was like,
the boy
was taking me on a date had to come and shake my father's hand before I was allowed to leave with him.
You're not at home no more.
And I'm not at home no more where they can meet the boy that's taking me on a date and meet the boy that I'm now dating. And
that so you I love, was quote always, unquote, that, yes, I love, that I love at this point in my life.
And so, like, it was hard. I was real nervous to, like, tell my parents about that. But my sister was like, number one, you're an adult. So they cannot say, you cannot date this boy.
I won't come home.
And it is just out of common courtesy that you're telling them. Like, you don't have to keep them involved at this part of this part of your life. But I'm choosing to tell them because I want them to be involved.
I think that as we get older, that makes the relationships a little bit better.
And I think parents acknowledge that. Like, I think parents, they realize they've actually raised a decent human being. Yes.
You know, they've raised somebody they can finally accept, okay, they're going to come to me when they need help.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to worry about us. I mean, we're not parents, so, you know, we don't really know.
My parents worry about me.
But, you know, we don't understand we don't know what that type of worry is.
Yeah.
But now they can get a little bit more comfort now that they know, okay, if they need help,
I think one of the most rewarding things as a parent is being able to step back and say, I did my job.
I love getting feedback. I love getting feedback. They was like, I know if I was you in that situation, I would have did that I would have did worse, but you know, I raised you right. And you know, I'm glad you ain't got a hot head.
I'm glad
you
didn't do it this way. Yeah.
So, my parents used to fight a lot, bro. I feel like, because my mom used to fight a lot. Like she was just, a dumb teenager, bro.
My mom used to fight a lot too.
My dad was a college football player. He didn't really have to.
Real deal.
My mom was fighting.
My dad said that's how it caught his eye. Cause you should be hearing about her fighting and stuff. Like, I'm like, so that really turns you on, pops. Like for that really turns you on. Like,
watch him give a girl a black eye. She gave him black eye.
And that's how I fell in love.
Hey. For to each their own. Man, to each their
I ain't knocking nobody, man. Everybody got different turtles, I guess.
Yeah, true.
And her giving a like, I guess that's look. Just.
Bro, my mom had them paws. Quit playing, for real. Real deal. Stop playing.
Listening to my mom tell stories, she blames her best friend in every single one of her
stories. Oh,
my
for
mom,
sure.
Too. Like, she
for sure. Because your mom's like not going to, and you know her best friend is doing the exact same thing. Because they're not going to sit in front of their kids and say, I did this all on my own.
Every
this
time.
Is my
mom, her friend's name is Brandy. Her best friend's name is Brandy. That's one of my mamas, too. I call her Mama Brandy. She, every time some, like, man, Brandy did this. And I'm like, okay.
Okay, mom.
You can stop blaming her, but I understand.
Yeah.
Because my best friend did this too. So,
yeah.
Like, they'll never tell you.
Yeah.
I did. No. They did it and I went along with it.
No.
Damn, because, you know.
It was my idea and I forced my best friend into doing it. Because,
you know, they
didn't
have cell phones back then. They had no GPS, no Life 360, no.
There's no pages, though.
They had the pages. Boop, boop, boop.
Most definitely had them pages.
I would love to have a pager. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
I'd love to have a pager. I don't know why. It was just. Because you watch them old shows like Will Fresh Prince when he got the pager. And it's like, oh, that's what? And he goes, man, I don't know. But it's just like, because they know, like, we go through a lot of different stuff than our parents went through.
Yeah.
You know, we have social media and cell phones and you got cyberbullying and things like that. You know, they didn't have to deal with it. So, you know, they don't understand a lot of our problems.
Yeah.
But once now we're adults, they can understand our problems a little bit more.
Because, like, well, and, like, a lot of our problems don't involve social media or, like, you know what I mean? Like, we're adults now. So, like, we're not worried about cyberbullying.
Yeah,
like, no. I mean, I'm not. I'm not worried care. About cyberbullying at this point. You got something you want to say to me over social media? That's a shame. You better come say it to my face.
I mean, that's how I look at it.
Come talk to
honestly,
my face.
Honestly, that's how I look at it. Like, anything over, like, social media, anything, like.
Over the phone in general, bro.
I don't take, like, if somebody was to apologize to me, like, over the phone or social media, like, that's not enough. Mm-hmm. That's not enough.
If we do not have the capacity to see each other, to physically be face-to-face, then I want a phone call at the bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to hear you say, like, I'm sorry.
And now we got FaceTime, so I can see you.
Look you in the eye and say, I'm sorry.
Yeah, social media is not enough.
Like, saying I'm sorry is one of the things that, like, me and my family have struggled with the most. So, like, getting an apology from my parents is a very big deal to me.
Is it, like, more so, like, it's, like, a challenge because of the fact that folks are, like, so, like, they don't want to be wrong, and they know that they're wrong?
That's what I would think it
would
be. Yes. That's what I would think.
My family is just more, like, we're not very emotional, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, we are very much, like, everybody has emotions, but we are very much when you have emotions, you go take care of that in your own space, and, like, we don't mess with it. Like, you handle that in your own time. Like, with me going through what I went through this weekend, there was quite a few times that I bawled my eyes out this weekend, like, just blubbered like a baby, just from being stressed about getting everything figured out.
I love my parents to death, and
I'm not saying this in any negative way whatsoever, but my parents did not comfort me a single time, because that is just how we are.
That's just
how we are. When they got to the accident, they both hugged me, made sure I was okay.
That was probably, like, overwhelming to them at that point.
My mom cried. I mean, my mom was like, you should be dead right now. And, you know, like,
thanks,
Sadie. But we're just not very
facts.
Just not very emotional people. So I think that has something to do with it too. Like, kind of being emotional to be like, I admit that I was wrong. I'm sorry.
You're like,
this.
Wow.
I'm like,
wow.
You like
what you,
me?
What'd you say?
Say again.
I didn't hear it.
My parents are opposites. Like, my mom's a very emotional person. Like, she's a hothead. Like, she wears her emotions on her sleeve. You'll know how she feels because she can't hide her face.
Shout out to Pops.
That's how I am.
She'll she won't say that. She'll hold her tongue, but her face, oh my God.
That's exactly how I am.
Yeah.
My dad,
what's her sign?
Okay, Kev.
Stop it.
You got to stop, man.
Little Corinne.
Libra.
Okay. Ah, lovely bros. Okay. And
lovely bros. She's a hothead. That's where I get my temper from. But my dad, like, he's not an emotional person.
My
like,
mom is not an
emotional person. I have to say I love you first to my dad. Like, he just, yeah. He's not an emotional.
See, me and my parents are good with I love yous. Like, mm-hmm. We're cool with, it's yeah. Very, but it's very casual. It's like, love you.
I think you, like, best friends and your loved ones, like, I think they should at least say love you before you leave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how I've always been. Like,
I say
any
I love
family
you.
Gathering, love
I
y'all.
Usually say, like, it's just habit. Like, I would love for the, like, if something were to happen to someone, the last thing you heard me say to you is love you. Yeah. I would love that.
And it's just
be able to know
and
that.
And it sucks not knowing, like, people that you've lost, you don't remember what the last thing was. And it's,
yeah.
You know, I think everybody should say, I think love you should be. It should be, that should be the common theme.
I remember the last thing I was talking to my grandpa about before he died. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Because he was talking about, he never watched Family Guy ever.
Oh, man.
He never watched Family Guy ever. And he was just, like, sitting on the bed. He was like, I was watching TV, and I was watching some show, and they had a little cussing baby on there. I was like, oh, you probably watching Family Guy. I was like, that's probably Stu. Yeah, that was funny.
That's so funny.
That was funny, though.
Man. I love stuff like that.
Yeah. Them moments like that, you always gonna remember.
It's the little things, man. It's just,
yeah.
It's always the little things. Like, you know, like, it's crazy because, like, you could do something real little, but you don't, like, realize how, like, down make somebody's day.
How big that
like,
is.
It really was.
Yeah.
Like, it really is.
How significant something like that is.
Just a smile on, like, somebody's face, like, that just, like, you know. Hmm. You know, like, you smiling, and you know, that made me feel good about myself.
Exactly.
You know, like, just little stuff like
that's
that.
My goal every day. Make one person smile at least. I don't know how. I don't care how I do it. At least one. Anybody got any closing remarks? Any shout outs? Any I love yous?
My closing remarks. Just try to stay positive.
Oh,
definitely.
And everybody, you know, winter's finally over. You know, everybody's hopefully getting out of that winter depression and things. Mm-hmm. No, because you know, there's a few bad depression episodes happening with a lot of people lately,
especially by the you know, everybody graduation and,
yeah,
like, and know, everybody getting ready to graduate and all that. So it's a lot of emotions. I understand that. I get all that.
You know, everybody's finally getting out of that winter depression. You know, the sun's coming out a little bit more
everybody
now.
Everybody trying to figure out what's next.
Yeah,
like,
and that's,
you know,
and
in
that's,
life.
And I want to tell everybody, don't stress about it, because you know I'm in a situation now. I'm in, you know, less than a month. I'm in that what's next phase.
Yeah.
Just, but don't let that, you know.
Not I. I'll be stuck here for another year. Sorry. My bad.
I'm not going to press no buttons.
What you looking for?
Because I was going to say, I was going to do the hand clap one for real. Yeah. She said she had to worry about nothing right now.
But don't stress. I don't
got to worry about nothing but my total car and passing my classes that I'm failing.
Y'all be easy. This is YKTV.
Yes, sir.
I love you.
And that was another episode of your favorite show, your favorite podcast in the state, your favorite podcast in the world, YKTV. You know the vibes. I appreciate all you guys for tuning in and listening to our segment. We really do. Tune in next week as we have more for you guys. Stay tuned, stay locked in, and be safe. Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And I know you want to come back when we have more, so be on the lookout for new episodes coming up soon. Bye.
Oh, snap. It's over. Man, I can't believe the episode's already over. But you know what? That's not the last episode you'll hear from YKTV. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for tuning in each and every week to listen to us right here at YKTV. We love you. We thank you guys for all you do. And keep on listening and keep on staying safe. I'll holler at you.